Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 30. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 31. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the big game coming up on Saturday with the Kansas City Chiefs and the AFC Championship against the Cincinnati Bengals. Sports gambling is on the rise across the states as individuals are gearing up for the big game.
Opened at one for the Chiefs as a favorites. Now it's, you know, I mean, the Bengals have, you know, they're 3-0 against us, you know, or with Mahomes and Joe Burrow. So I think it's about time we go for the win. I'm from Washington State, and they don't legally have live sporting, you know, bets right now, or in Oregon. So since I took the trip out here to the game on Saturday, I'm doing some work and pleasure, and I thought I'd take advantage of it before I fly out tomorrow.
That audio from KSN News. Tyrone Merrick, the vice president of marketing for the Hollywood Casino, says he's anticipating a lot of individuals to be sitting there with money on the game.
47 currently is the over. If there is somebody who we expecting to play but doesn't end up playing, or somebody who or vice versa.
Good American Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
24-year-old Javen Johnson of the Wichita area has pleaded guilty to selling pills that were found to have been laced with fentanyl after a woman died from an overdose. KNK News reports the announcement came from the U.S. District Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas after Johnson pleaded guilty to the distribution of fentanyl. According to the court documents, Johnson sold Chantel Pratt, 29 years old of Wichita, some Percocet pills back in August of 2019 and later was found dead in her home after ingesting one of the pills. In the plea agreement, Johnson claims that he did not know the tablets contained fentanyl, however did admit to giving her the pills that caused the death. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, along with the Wichita Police Department, investigated the case, along with the assistant U.S. attorneys that held the prosecution. In other news, one man that's accused of setting a house on fire that killed two children and their mother in Topeka is being held in a $1 million bond. As WIBW reports, a 32-year-old Kyle Tyler of Holton, Kansas, made the first court appearance yesterday, as he's been charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder, 4 counts of aggravated arson, and 2 counts of aggravated child endangerment.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing battle of inflation across the nation and the Federal Reserve continuously raising interest rates, it's been maybe not the best time to purchase a new mortgage. But according to some, like Ty Lucas in the North Platte area, he says that now may be the time to start reinvesting in real estate in the community.
Mortgage rates generally follow the 10-year U.S. Treasury. That spiked up in October to approximately 4.25%, the 10-year Treasury did. And mortgage rates were moved as high as 7% at that point. Today, the 10-year Treasury is around 3.40%, so it's down from that high. And actually, most of the mortgage rates today are in the fives or the low sixes. So they're approximately a point under what the high was last fall. So actually, mortgage rates have been moving down despite the Federal Reserve increasing the prime rate.
That audio from KNOP News Channel 2. Overall, mortgage applications have been on the decline over the last year due to the high inflation rates. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and took up a recommendation from the city administrator to contract on an as-needed basis with Lance Neese of Olathe to further development of a child care center in our community. The proposal was for $1,000 per meeting plus mileage. Neese has met with the steering committee and has met as part of a community conversation to gather information. An open-end contract was questioned by some council members, with others asking his past experience and qualifications. Neese was instrumental in developing a not-for-profit child care center in Lindsberg, which city officials had visited previously. Austin St. John said the next steps are to draft a budget and explore options for a building that could house some 95 children. Councilman Todd Fry was first to respond, noting there seems to be confusion and miscommunication in the community, and that hiring a consultant may be putting the cart ahead of the horse. Jeff Keating noted the steering committee had not been contacted, and some were concerned with committee members who had expressed reservations with Neese. Keith Beichman concurred that it's perhaps too early for this step, while St. John countered that he hopes to keep the process going. Indications were that operations of such a facility would be funded through tuition, with funding that Neese could participate in used toward a building. Councilmember Laurie Snellings asked how much in tax dollars would be spent. After a lengthy discussion, a motion was passed unanimously to reimburse Neese $2,000 for the previous two meetings he had participated in, but no further commitment was made. An engineer with BG Consultants updated the city council on plans for updating and expanding the sewage lagoon, adding an extra cell. He estimated a $3.2 million project, with $600,000 funding through a community development block grant and up to another $1 million that could be borrowed with principal forgiveness through KDHE, bringing the final cost to the city to around $2 million. The proposal will be sent to the state for approval and bids could be in by mid-March. A fishing agreement for the Country Club Lake was renewed through 2027 with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, who had asked clarification if the lake were to be put on the state fishing maps to be printed this spring. Vote was 6-1, with Parker Price voting no after he had expressed concern with spending tax dollars for something the city doesn't own. Approval was given for $38,000 toward chip seal rock to be used for some 34 blocks of street resurfacing this year, as well as appointment for Dean Thomas as chair of the Zoning Board of Appeals through 2025, replacing Tony Deaver. Legal considerations continue in Nemahal County, with consideration of a suit filed against the city of Seneca and related parties by a homeowner and developer challenging a decision to issue a conditional use permit to Ag Partners for a new distribution facility at the west edge of the community. A bench trial was held with attorneys submitting findings. A decision in the case is pending. Improving student attendance at Marysville Junior Senior High Schools was among topics at the recent USD 364 school board meeting. As Superintendent Darren Schrader reported, perhaps 30% of students currently miss less than 10% of days, with a goal set to get that number up to 90%. Schrader's contract was renewed through the 24-25 school year, and with salary to be determined at budget time. Resignation of district librarian Lynn Croc was accepted end of the school year, and Kevin Morris was hired as elementary custodian. Construction work to begin this week in Pawnee County on Nebraska Highways 8 and 50 with bridge work, culverts, and guardrail installation east of Pawnee City, continuing through Dubois south to the state line. Two-lane traffic will be reduced after March 20th, when the road will be closed from the Highway 8 junction north of Dubois to the state line south. A detour will be marked to the U.S. 77 interchange, then south to U.S. 36, as well as local detours for Highway 50. Work is expected through the remainder of 2023. Alberta P. Carpenter, age 90, of Papillion, Nebraska, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner. Burial in the St. Bridget Cemetery, rural Axtell. Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Alberta Carpenter. Charlie Lynn Dean, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lynn Dean. Ricky Rick D. Bush, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Saturday at 10:30 at the Mount Hope Cemetery south of Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Rick Bush.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy and breezy today with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Cooling down overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Slightly warmer on Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds still around 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a nice warm-up on Friday before temperatures really start to cool down throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Cooler on Saturday, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And very cold over Saturday night, cloudy with our lows just below zero and in the lower teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late January, 40. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 18. And the record low, 5 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:38.
Was losing weight one of your New Year's resolutions? Most people don't follow through. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 25th. It is the 25th day of the year. If your New Year's resolution involved losing weight, you may be experiencing resolution remorse about now, but you have plenty of company. 95% of diets will fail over the long term, and here are the top reasons why. First, many diets are too strict. An all-or-nothing attitude sets us up for failure. Don't feel defeated if you give in to an occasional temptation. Secondly, we see dieting as a temporary fix rather than a permanent lifestyle change. And lastly, we aren't patient enough. In a culture accustomed to instant everything, we want to see immediate progress. Rapid weight loss, in fact, usually doesn't last. Dieters who lose weight slowly are more likely to keep it off in the long run. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats were in action last night for basketball and finally broke their winning streak on the road as they lost to the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones 82-76. Kansas State went into the first half of the game winning 33-31, but the Cyclones came back for the second round, pulling off the victory as it was a relatively low-scoring night for some of the Wildcats as Marquise Noel was the top scorer of the game, putting 23 points on the board after 38 minutes on the court with 2 rebounds and 9 assists. Points for the night with 10 rebounds. The loss put the Kansas State Wildcats overall at 17-3 for the regular season. They are still sitting number 5 in the national AP poll and are number 1 in the Big 12 conference right now at conference play at 6-2. That moves the Iowa State Cyclones up to the number 3 position, also at 6-2 for conference play, overall at 15-4. The Wildcats are back in action this Saturday when they come back at home to take on the Florida Gators with tip-off at 5 p.m. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And you've created a better way to buy. More of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Even with the potential ankle injury, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says that he is looking at day-to-day, but is expected to play in the AFC Championship coming up on Saturday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Cake News reports that Mahomes suffered a high ankle sprain on Saturday's playoff win over the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he left the game in the first half and was able to return after halftime. Head coach Andy Reid did tell reporters on Monday that Mahomes is working hard with his treatment and is doing okay and is expected to be on the field on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs are going into Sunday's game against the Bengals as the underdog and the 6th underdog since the 2000s to have a disadvantage at their home stadium. If the Bengals remain the favored team against the Chiefs at kickoff, they'll be just the 2nd AFC team since 2008 to be a road favorite. The Bengals are going into the game with a regular season record of 12-4. The Chiefs are 14-3. The Kansas City Chiefs have lost the last 3 games against the Cincinnati Bengals. The last time winning against them was back in 2018, where they won 45-10. But American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Tuesday night basketball scores in girls action. Hiawatha took Marysville 41-29. Marysville girls back on Thursday will face top seed Jackson Heights in the Hiawatha Invitational. Hanover girls topped Washington County 52-31, while Muncie stopped Axtell 45-21. Clifton Clyde over Lynn 57-51. Wakefield took Blue Valley 58-55. Troy over Mount Academy 48-31. And Falls City Sacred Heart defeated Southern 55-23. Hanover boys beat Washington County 71-53, while Muncie over Axtell 56-40. Blue Valley took Wakefield and Troy over Mar Hill in overtime. Marysville wrestlers took a double duel on Tuesday, Marysville defeating Chapman 54-18, and Marysville took Riley County 66-12. Senior night Thursday as Marysville hosts Abilene.
A frightful night for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs as turnovers and Hiawatha takeaways led to a Red Hawk win 41-21, hosting the Lady Bulldogs Tuesday. First round play of Hiawatha Girls Invitational. And Marysville was down 3 at the end of the first quarter, but were outscored 13-3 in the second stanza and never could come back. Marysville gathered 8 field goals all night long, never scored more than 7 points in a quarter. Hiawatha was led by Abby Eichner, a junior, knocking down 4 trays en route to 16 points. Darcy Lynch in double figures. The senior scored a dozen as Hiawatha beat Marysville for a second time this season, improving to 5-6. Lady Bulldogs top scorer, Bella Rader, with a 3 early and a 3 late, 6 points as top scorer. Marysville falls to 5-6. Hiawatha 41, Marysville 21, the final Tuesday. Reporting for TNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Looks as though the Marysville Lady Bulldogs would face top seed Jackson Heights in a 6 o'clock tip-off Thursday. We'll confirm the game time. We will have the broadcast live on KNDY.
Create year-round beauty, texture, and interest in the landscape by growing trees with unique bark. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Crepe myrtle may be the first tree that comes to mind. This fast grower has smooth gray bark that peels to expose the underbark in various shades of brown to gray. Paper bark maple is another beauty with cinnamon-colored peeling bark. Hardy in zones 5 to 7 and somewhat in 8, the spectacular fall color adds to its seasonal appeal. The camouflage-like bark, along with the evergreen needles of lacebark pine, provide year-round character in the landscape. Give this 30 to 50 feet tall and nearly as wide tree plenty of room to grow to its mature size. Another large landscape plant, the lacebark elm, has mottled gray, green, orange, and brown bark. This beautiful shade tree is adaptable to pH and soil extremes and tolerant of urban conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crownover Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crownover Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
If you've driven across Interstate 90 in South Dakota, you know you'll see plenty of signs for Wall Drug, iconic business in that state. But you're also likely to see quite a number of billboards for another well-known stop on the Missouri River. I'll take you to that place locals and tourists love on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. This simple description does not do the place justice.
It's about half grocery, and then there's a little merchandise shop, and then there's also a restaurant.
R.F. Bowie is in the grocery business, and a few years ago, he had the opportunity to purchase the place he just described, Al's Oasis in Ocoma, South Dakota.
It's such a great South Dakota tradition and icon that I was super excited to do it.
Al's Oasis opened in 1919 on the banks of the Missouri River, just across from Chamberlain, South Dakota. It was an oasis of sorts in a sparsely settled place when it began, offering just about everything locals and tourists on the way to the Black Hills would need. If you've driven I-90 in South Dakota, you've seen lots of signs for Wall Drug. RF may be attempting to rival that iconic stop with the number of signs for Al's Oasis.
Well, I do, about 38, I think it is.
So what is the draw at Al's Oasis?
It's not the grocery store that's getting the people to stop there. It is absolutely the gift shop and the restaurant more so. They feature buffalo burgers. They feature their homemade pies like they always have been.
Those pies have been a car stopper for decades and remain so today.
My wife told me that her and her dad, they would stop at Al's Oasis every time, and he had to have his oatmeal raisin pie.
And the fact RF owns an iconic stop in the state is not lost on him.
It's very cool. It is. You know, I take a lot of pride in my family's business. GF Bowie Company started in 1905. Those nostalgic things, especially in South Dakota, mean a lot to me. And it just is an iconic place, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Traveling the countryside in Ocoma, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Cabin fever is likely to set in about this time of year. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Pick up your spirits on a sunny day by giving your landscape a little TLC as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We landscape all year long. Even though it's midwinter, I pick up fallen branches and do a bit of pruning. Greg Stack is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. He says this is a good time to get out the shears for trimming up some of your trees and bushes.
Which means small ornamental trees or shade trees. If you're talking about shrubs, you have to be kind of careful because shrubs that flower in the spring, things like lilac and that kind of thing, you cannot prune those in late winter because you're cutting off all the flower buds. But if you're talking about pruning things that are mostly used as a hedge, those are things you can prune because you're not dependent upon flowers.
If your ground is frozen solid, you won't see any benefit from watering. Unfortunately, plants such as broadleaf evergreens can dry out, especially if they're in a windy location. To prevent their needles and leaves from expiring moisture, Stack recommends applying an anti-desiccant when temperatures are above freezing, which puts a coating on the foliage. A layer of snow may be pretty on the trees, but it can bend the limbs, especially on evergreens and arborvitae.
You'd like to remove snow as promptly as you can after it falls before it starts to freeze. And you basically use an upward sweeping stroke with a broom as opposed to downward sweeping, which can maybe cause further damage or snapping. If you're talking about ice, I'd leave it alone because you can do more damage than the ice can and just leave it alone till it melts and goes away by itself. Because if you start whacking at that, you're going to start snapping off branches.
If your lawn is frozen but not covered with snow, Stack advises staying off of it. Walking or driving on it will break the blades of grass. Learn more about caring for your landscape this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
a cliche that I'm sure you've heard a million times. The best things in life are free. And I would guess, like me, you'd agree with that. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. And while it's easy to say the best things in life are free, it's tougher to make that feel real. I'm sure you want what's best for you and your family. Nice clothes, a comfortable home, safe transportation. And all of those things are just fine. But when you're tempted to buy more than you need, it can turn into a never-ending cycle of purchases. Once you get that thing you wanted, there's always another one waiting in the wings. So think about the most important things in your life. They probably aren't things at all. I'm most grateful for my faith, my family, and friends. Intangible things like relationships and community. When I focus on those, the things that aren't free, well, they just don't seem as important anymore.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
A Michigan program helps local farmers get institutional customers. Next on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. The Michigan Farm to Institution Network is operated by Michigan State University Extension to connect local farmers with institutional food purchasers near them. Extension educator Abby Palmer works with the program in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
I think of myself as a connector between some of the farms in my area and the schools for purposes of learning more about where food comes from.
Palmer says the program has a lot of room to grow.
We could have more producers producing a greater volume of locally produced food, and we still wouldn't meet the needs of the population here.
Another thing holding the program back, says Palmer.
We lack some distribution networks for local food, and we don't have a lot of food processing infrastructure. It would be so cool for some of the farms I know of to be able to freeze their broccoli or beans, to grow enough of those crops and know that they had a market for it and to see those go into the schools. But that facility doesn't exist yet and is not accessible to those farms.
Palmer's comments are from a Michigan State Extension podcast, and there's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, recently, the American Farm Bureau Federation released some stats having to do with the drought. Those stats show little drought relief for farmers and ranchers. Michael Clements shares more on the ongoing drought conditions.
Many farmers and ranchers across the West continue to battle drought conditions, according to the 4th American Farm Bureau Federation Drought Survey. AFBF economist Danny Munch says the survey helps assess the impact of drought on Western agriculture.
We do it to kind of further quantify some of the ground-level impact that farmers and ranchers are experiencing. We distributed the survey to members across 16 states. We got over 550 responses this time. There were three separate sections of the survey: crop-specific factors, livestock-specific factors, and general water access.
One of the big takeaways was 60% of respondents reported selling off a portion of their herd or flock, with total herd sizes expected to be down 33%.
The last survey that we took in 2022, 67% of respondents reported reducing their herd size in 2021, and 50% were further reducing their herd during 2022. In this survey, 62% of respondents were reducing their herd size in early 2022, and a much lower 17% reported they were further reducing their herd or flock. So this could signal a bottom of the liquidations that were occurring because of drought. It also could just mean that farmers didn't have any animals left to sell.
Munch says changes in drought conditions since the survey are regionally dependent.
In some areas, drought conditions have not improved, like in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas. In other places like California, they have received quite a bit of rain, and that occurred outside of the scope of the survey. And those rains, in some cases, have caused flooding. So it depends where you are in the country, how much recovery there is left in cases of drought, or if the drought is still present.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
And that's a look at your ag news on this Wednesday, January the 25th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Come work for a stable, family-owned company. Landall Company, starting their 60th year in business, is hiring for welders in the Waterville and Marysville facilities. Wages depend on weld test and experience and start at $16.80 to $21.95 per hour. 10 hours overtime per week, Monday through Friday, $2 per hour shift differential, and 4% attendance bonus. Lots of earning potential plus extensive benefit plan. Apply online at Landall.com or contact their Human Resource Department, 785-562-5381. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
Risk and uncertainty are the rule in agriculture, and with that comes financial stress. Stay tuned for tips on how to relieve that anxiety on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
With new opportunities. The farm economy continues to struggle, but now is a good time to do some number crunching and rebalance your balance sheets before the financial stress becomes too overwhelming. Jace Wagner is the Chief Financial Officer at Compeer Financial. He says the first thing is to organize your data in a way so you can understand your cost of production.
If you can understand how much it costs to plant that acre or work with that livestock production unit, that's really important. So get your data in order. That's a big thing. Look at your interest rate profile. So how much do you have in short term versus long term? You may be able to work with your lender to extend your debt maturity and improve your cash flow. And finally, just look at your risk management plan. Part of that data is understanding where you have opportunities to lock in some price, take some risk off the table.
Communicate with your ag lender early and often. Wagner says one of the biggest risks is producers not changing with the new economics.
It's a personal risk. It's inside of what we do. Can you remove yourself from that emotional decision of controlling that land and make that decision to walk away, which is probably maybe better for you in a long-term perspective to survive through this lower price and work into the future. But a lot of it is personal, trying to make those choices, give up some things you've had in the past, or tighten down those decision-making processes to ensure that you can stay long-term.
One way to bridge the gap in financially stressful times is to get income from non-farm sources. You may not want an off-farm job, but you should certainly investigate the option. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for resolving financial stress on the farm at agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday as we roll through this day. Corn for March right now, 675 and three quarters. That's down one and a quarter. Corn for May, 674 and a quarter. That's down one. Kansas City wheat for March, 841 and a half. That's up seven and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for May, 836 and a quarter. And that's up seven and three quarters. March oats up three and a quarter at 378 and a quarter. May oats at 370. And that's up three quarters. March soybeans up six and a half right now, 1495. Soybeans for May, 1490 and three quarters. That's up four and a quarter. Live cattle for February down 2.5 cents at 157.82. Live cattle for April up 42.5 cents at 161.72. Feeder cattle for January, 179.20. That's up a quarter. Feeder cattle for March, 183.80. That's up 20 cents. Taking a look at crude oil for March, we're down a penny right now at $80.12. Crude oil for April, $80.41, and that's down 3 pennies. Looking at gold on this Wednesday, gold for February, $19.41.80. That's up $6.30. Gold for April, $19.58.60. That's up $6.40. Silver for March, $23.92. That's up 17 cents. Silver for May, $24.12. That's up 17 and a half cents on this Wednesday. Let's take a look at the stock market here. It looks like stock futures are a bit flat as investors weigh the Fed's next policy move, and they're awaiting an earnings report as well. The Dow down 101, S&P down 19, and NASDAQ down 109 on this Wednesday, January the 25th. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday. This is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, side. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
During the winter months, cattle producers face many challenges. That unfortunately includes cases of the disease Listeriosis. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State veterinarian Bob Larson shares that he's quite used to seeing a number of listeriosis cases this time of year.
I haven't had this call yet this year, but I get it almost every winter about this time. And the typical history is cattle that are eating either silage or baleage. And there is an organism that's common in the soil. So it's going to be in the silage. It's going to be in the baleage. But if you have a good ensiling process where the pH drops rapidly, you'll kill off that organism and it's not a problem. But if you don't have a good pH drop, you can get this organism called Listeria to multiply, and it can cause cows to have this neurologic sign. Like you say, they're circling. They don't appear to be paying attention to where they are. Something about their brain isn't working right. They can abort, and, well, they can die. So it is something usually associated with the winter because that's when we tend to feed these types of feeds.
K-State certified veterinary pharmacologist Brian Lubers shares why diagnosis and prevention of this disease can be quite challenging.
The other reason we tend to see it this time of year is it's actually one of the few bacteria that can grow in colder temperatures. And that's one of the things in the diagnostic lab that we would do is we would grow it at a cool temperature. So the big challenge with listeriosis is that when you start seeing the clinical signs of it in a group of cattle, you've probably already fed through. So it's usually not the whole batch of silage. Could be the whole batch of baleage, but usually not. It's pockets, right? And so when we see it, we've already fed through it. And so it can be really challenging to diagnose other than just the clinical signs of the disease. And then if you have an animal that died, you can do post-mortem and isolate the bacteria. But like Bob said, the biggest challenge with it is it's just a sporadic disease.
K-State expert in beef cattle nutrition, Philip Lancaster, rounds out the discussion by explaining the problems that lead to this disease during the fermentation process of this feedstuff.
The two things that we talk about silage all the time, make sure that you get it packed well and anaerobic and there's enough moisture in the hay or the corn silage or whatever you're doing to make it anaerobic and drop that pH fast. The problem with baleage is twofold. One, if you don't get it put up wet enough, then it doesn't pack and become anaerobic. And number two, you're rolling up a whole plant. The sugars inside the plant have not been released out of the cells, and so the bacteria don't ferment those sugars to drop the pH. And grass hay doesn't have very much sugar to begin with.
Once again, those were K-State Beef Cattle Institute experts Bob Larson, Brian Lubers, and Philip Lancaster discussing listeriosis cases in the winter. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.